Hi, I am Officer Tara. Do you know why I pulled you over? Well, you were swerving across the whole road. How much have you had to drink tonight? Coming from a party? Yeah. Where I'm from. Hang out with some friends is called a party. Well, I am going to have to ask you to take a breathalyzer test. Okay. What you're going to do is take a deep breath and blow into this tube right here. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Stop. Alright, let's look here. 0.05. Well, it is under the limit. Have you had any other substances this evening? Some party. I can see why you left early. So, what happened? Did you get rejected? Yeah? I can tell. How long has it been since you had your last drink? All right, 2 hours? Wow, so you are basically chugging a bunch of beers and confess to her, huh? Well, of course she's going to say no. Girls don't like it when a guy can't be honest with them without getting shit-faced. I bet she was really cute, too. Oh, God. You did not do it in front of everyone, did you? Oh. Oh, honey, no. Nope. Even if it just slipped out. And to make things even worse here, you are getting pulled over for driving like a lunatic. That is a rough night. You know I can't let you get on the highway like this. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to retest you. Just to make sure the results are consistent, of course. And I'd like you to really concentrate on taking a deep, deep breath in and blowing out nice and steady for me. Then I'd like to take you a couple minutes to relax. And I'll have you on your way, okay? All right. And take a deep breath in. Just like last time. Mouth on the tube. And out. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Good. All right. Well, 0.05 again. That's good. Now, before you're free to leave, I'd like you to keep taking it slow. Deep breath for a moment. Yes, it's an order. Unless you'd rather me arrest you for reckless driving. All right. So, just breathe the same way I had you do for the breathalyzer. In through your nose. All right. And out through your mouth. Deep. Even breaths. Concentrating on pushing the air nice and steady. In and out. At whatever pace is comfortable for you. I'm going to help you forget all about the lame party and that stupid girl who embarrassed you. Does that sound good? Or I could still take you into a station, of course. That's yes, officer. Much better. Keep breathing nice and calmly for me. And you can just let the breath fade into the background of your consciousness as you listen to my voice. Pay close attention to every word as they settle into your head. You might be wondering what I'm doing, and it's okay to wonder, as long as you're still relaxing. Still letting those muscles loosen up. You know, the best way to get over a crush is to find another girl to hook up with. A slutty, easy girl will fuck you so good you forget about that awful night you just had. But that's not what you want, is it? No? You're not that kind of guy. You know how I know? Because no guy would agree to sit there breathing and relaxing just like I asked, as easily as you just did now. He didn't resist. You didn't get angry. You complied perfectly with everything I asked. You're a smart guy, and you know, you didn't have to answer any of those questions, but you did anyways. Why do you think that is? Why was it so easy for me to manipulate you? Shh. Slow that breathing down. Good. Good boy. And as you keep listening and breathing, I'd like you to focus on the type of girl you really want. The kind of woman who tells you what to do, who teases you, who unzips her top so you can stare at her cleavage as she helps you relax. Yeah? Do you like how my tips strain against my uniform? I wear it this tight on purpose, you know. Just like I let my hair down before I get out of the cruiser to talk to you. I like it when you guys ogle at me, crave me, as I put them under arrest. I like knowing I'm turning them on as they're struggling to get out of their handcuffs. Oh God. It makes me so hot just thinking about it. What about you? Am I making you hot? Tell me. Good boy. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count backwards from 0.05. And as I do, you're going to push every thought about that silly crush you had out of your head just as easily as you blew out into my breathalyzer. You'll become even more tranquil and obedient as you close your eyes and follow the numbers all the way down. 0.05. Exhaling relaxation and exhaling any unpleasant thoughts you might have. 4. You don't need them when you have a prettier girl right next to you whispering in your ear, telling you to relax all the way. 3. It is perfectly fine. You can't quite remember where you were. Push all those thoughts out of your mind as you let those eyes slip closed for me. Two, you'd honestly much rather let Officer Tara in her silky smooth voice do all the thinking for you. One, much rather slip into a trance when I reach the final number, zero. Such an obedient boy, following all of my suggestions because you're so relaxed and horny for my sexy body practically bursting out of this top, sinking deep and deeper as you imagine giving up every bit of control. What if you became so suggestible I didn't even need handcuffs to lock you up? Just my voice. I'm gonna snap my fingers, and you're gonna feel your wrist snap together. They'll bind up tightly and refuse to let go, like they have a mind of their own. And every time I snap, after that, they'll cling to each other even tighter. Is that what you want? For me to handcuff you with my voice? Say yes, Officer Tara. Good boy. Feel that cold metal clamp around your wrist. You are under arrest. Oh, and you feel that the harder you try to pry your wrists further apart, the more they stick together, like they're completely stuck. Completely stuck. As you sink even deeper. And you know what happens with naughty, desperate boys I've arrested? They get fucked in the back of a cop car, whether they want to or not. But you do, don't you? Tell me, how badly do you want me to fuck you right now? Beg for this pussy as I take my pants off. That's right. Do you like how my top has a little skirt at the bottom? Want a peek? How it rides halfway up my ass? Blue is definitely my color. Come with me, baby. Follow me into the cruiser, step by step. Each step taking you deeper. Once again, as you watch my round ass sway back and forth. You love the way I make you feel so weak. One step at a time, falling further under my spell. Five more to go. Five, deeper and deeper. Four, completely open and relaxed. Three, feeling so good you have your hands cuffed. Two, and to obey every word. One, stepping into my car now. Don't fight it, baby. Kiss me. Keep going. Let me sit on your lap and kiss you. Pull you in close and just... do you like it? Do you like me grinding my panties on your crotch? Yeah? Does it make you swell up under your pants? Show me, baby. Does it make you want me to touch you? Do you want to touch me? Stick your hand under my shirt and feel right there. How wet am I? That's right. Pushing deeper. Deeper. Deep. Just like that. And now I want your fingers to get all wet while I... Oh, that's right. Play with my clit. Make me feel good, baby. That's right. That's what you're here for. Now, take it out. Take it out and put them in my mouth. That's right. Keep those hands together. Don't make me snap my fingers again. I just wanna... Do you like how my pussy tastes? Do you want more? Because I'm gonna sit my ass in this little outfit right on your face. Let me get off on you. Now lie down. Down on your back. As I take my panties off. Of course, still handcuffed. You're such a good boy. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you. I just want you to lick me first. Just like that. Baby, your cock is so hard. Oh, like that. Oh, like what I'm doing to you? Do you want me to touch it more? Eat me out while I work your hand. Every time you rub that freaking tongue of yours along my clit, I'll stroke your hard cock. That's right. I'll work on your cock as you eat me out. Stick that tongue in nice and deep. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just like. Run those hands all over my chest. All the way up my perky tits. Now that I'm teasing you. That's right. Oh yes, you deserve it. You're so cute when you're underneath me. Feel how hard my nipples are. You do that to me. Fuck me with your tongue, baby. I'll make that cock come. I'll make it. I can explode all over the back of this car. Is that what you want? Yeah? Does it turn you on knowing I'm arresting someone tomorrow? I'm gonna make them sit in your cum? Dirty boy. Alright. Sit up. I'm gonna give you what you really need. I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me so hard as if you have a crush on me. So hard. That's right. That's right. Fuck me. Can't get in a car without thinking about me. Like you're obsessed. Fuck. Go all the way in. All the way. That's right. Fill me up. Kiss me. That's right. Kiss me while I ride your fucking cock. You can't say no. I own that cock, don't I, baby? I own it. And you're gonna make me come. Are you getting close? I want you to come inside me. Fuck me harder. Harder. As I bounce on your dick even faster. That's right. My ass slapping against those thighs. Oh, it's so fucking good. I'm gonna come, that's right. I'm gonna make myself come all over that cock. And you're gonna fucking come with me, that's right. Come with me. That's right, come with me because you can't stop yourself. Yes, baby, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm just dripping. Oh, fuck, that was good. Are you still under? Well, let me wake you up. I'm going to count up to 5, and you'll be awake, okay? Let all my suggestions clear and come back to normal. Nice and gradually. Let your wrists unbind and relax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And awake. Well, you are free to go. I'm off duty in 20 minutes. If you still feel a bit tipsy, we can take your car to a park and right down the road. But you can go home now. But if beyond that, did you have any additional questions for me? Well, what do you think? Well, you could always come home with me. But we'll leave that for another day, sir. And I do not expect to see you on the road again until you're better. Drive home safe.